This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, the Cy Young Award winners were announced, Kevin. DeGrom won it again in the National League. And that's a guy that didn't Thor have to say, hey, why don't you sign this guy to a long-term deal instead of like not keeping him around? That's interesting. And then Justin Verlander wins in the American League over Gerrit Cole.
Boo.
How do you feel about it? What? He had a really good season.
Yeah. Amazing how he just got better when he got older.
Well,
it really is wild.
Well, and it's amazing how hitters have gotten better.
And wine gets better with age.
Yeah, wine does get better with age, Kevin. You wouldn't know about
that.
Hard to
argue.
Because you don't drink wine.
Interesting.
You need to drink more wine, Kevin.
Grapes.
Now, Verlander said, it's just truly incredible. 2011 was just a magical season. I didn't have to grind through much at that point. A lot's changed since then, personally and professionally.
Yeah.
Makes it that much sweeter. Having come so close a couple other times, all that it means, it's just an incredible feeling.
Okay, what a dumb quote.
What do you mean? That's the 2011 was he won the Cy Young with the Tigers.
Don't you really admit why you won the Cy Young?
He's had three different second place finishes, 2012, 16, and 18. He's one of the best pitchers,
Man,
Kevin, ever.
That really is wild. So he won first or second in the Cy Young, 11 and 12. And then nothing happened. And then in 16, 18, and 19, he got first or second again. Huh, interesting.
He got more motivated, Kevin.
Interesting. So there was like a three-year period where he was bad, and then he magically got good again as he got older. Wow, that sure is wild how that works.
He DeGrom, on the other side, he is the 11th pitcher to win the Cy Young back-to-back. He said, I said it was a dream to win one. But to win back-to-back, honestly, I'm kind of speechless right now. Do you think he deserves it? I mean, that's back-to-back seasons.
Yeah. No, he's in the area and the age when pitchers are good and don't magically get better. So I would agree with that. I was really disappointed for Hyunjin Ryu if it weren't for his injury problems down the stretch.
I agree.
I think that he could have won the Cy Young. Did you see? So the voting was incredibly close for Verlander and Cole. Verlander took 17 votes from people who would probably put, you know, Roger Clemens in the Hall of Fame or whatever. And the remaining 13 votes went to Gerrit Cole. So they were separated by only 12 points overall. Compare that to DeGrom and Ryu. They were separated by 119 points. So there was no question in the National League how it was going to happen. Here is what I want to point out for you, though. Originally, it was announced that Scherzer and Ryu tied for second place
okay.
for the Cy Young. That's pretty sweet for Max Scherzer because he gets $500,000 for winning Cy Young or MVP. And he gets paid he gets paid $250,000 for finishing second. So he finished second. Huzzah! $250,000. Except, of course, for a Baseball Writer of America, decided to cross-check all of the ballots with the points that had been given out. And he realized there was a mistake. Hyunjin Ryu had actually received 10 second-place votes and not 6, whereas Strasburg had received 6 and not 10. So Strasburg drops out of his tie for 4th, and he's now 5th. But more importantly, Hyunjin Ryu jumps up to 2nd. Instead of third, or instead of tied for second all alone. Scherzer drops to third, which means his bonus is now $150,000. Which means, because of some egghead miscounting the votes, now Max Scherzer lost $100,000.
What?
So my question for all of y'all
is...
He
doesn't need that $100,000.
I mean, that's probably fair. 877-881-1053. Has your place of business ever made a accounting mistake or something like that that cost you a remarkable amount of money? Because Max Scherzer just lost $100,000.
I don't think I've ever had that kind of situation pop up before where my place of business... I think, one, I had a benefit actually in my favor once because I think the company here help me with my benefits in some way. So I think I actually have gotten extra money.
Wow.
Yeah, thanks, Shippy. Oh, I appreciate that.
That must be nice. Yeah. Max Scherzer, by the way, is in the midst of a $210 million contract. So, look, it's fair that he does not need the money.
Cy Young Awards, Kevin, the most teams with the most Cy Young Awards, Dodgers at 12. The Mets, Braves, Red Sox, and Phillies have all had 7.
Rangers.
The Rangers, I don't.
The Rangers have never had a Cy Young Award winner. I think not yet.
Because of the stadium.
Fergie Jenkins finished 2nd, and then Darvish was 2nd.
Because it was
third.
A hitter's stadium, Kevin.
Well, what about
but now
before
we have the new
that?
Stadium? That was a minor league park, Kevin.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So now we have a new stadium, and it's going to be better for pitchers because of the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure about all of those things that you just said?
Everything.
Now, I wanted to share a story. While people send in their own stories of their employer screwing them out of money, 877-881-1053. Corey and I originally met at a newspaper. This was years ago. I was at the newspaper about
Hashtag story time.
Okay. 2 to 3 weeks before Christmas, they gathered us up for a staff meeting. And they let us know that all year they have made a clerical error and had not been taxing people on their benefits. So in the next paycheck, which was in a week, they were going to have to deduct all of that money from your paycheck.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What? All the money that you didn't get taxed for?
Yeah.
In one pay period?
Yeah.
Taxes are dumb.
Yeah. So a couple of things.
You get real mad if you look at them.
A couple of things. This was right before Christmas, and that's problematic. But then also, we work in a newspaper where it's not like all of the money is flowing in. And so, you know me, Corey, I'm a muckraker. I like to ask questions that some people don't care for. So I immediately raised my hand and said, so you guys made a clerical error and you're taking it out on the employees. Is that correct? At which point, their financial person stepped to the forefront and said, well, no, it is our legal obligation to tax these benefits. To which point, my hand fired back up, and I did not wait for anybody to call on me. And I said, no, I understand that you have to pay taxes on the benefits, but you made the mistake. So don't you think it would be better if you guys ate the mistake and paid for it yourself? Because that would be perfectly legal.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing but silence in that room.
Because they were busy eating.
It felt like forever that there was silence. And they were like, well, that's not what we're going to do. And so,
oh man,
they had a separate meeting with every single individual to let them know how much lower their paycheck would be. How much work do you think got done the rest of the day?
None.
Exactly.
None work.
So
I want a copy of that paper.
Yeah. Get it while you can. So that was my story of an accounting or clerical error costing me money.
From the 817, just lost $95,000 on a belly-up business. From the 817, my company at one point had the accounting so messed up on one of my customers that I lost $42,000 in commission on one job.
Oh, my God.
That's a whole year's worth of work. From the 214, I had my union prove I wasn't getting my full pay, and I got back nearly $2,000. Nice. From the 432, had to repay $4,000 for overpayment over a year's time.
See, and that's the same crap that happened at my job. If you made the mistake, I think that you should have to pay it. From the 469, at my workplace, I get bank errors in my favor, and I get to collect $200. One time I passed go, I got to collect $200.
No, you didn't. From the 214, not giving Corey his two-hour afternoon show has cost the station millions.
Man, that's a good point. For those of you that don't know, Corey has always just wanted a two-hour afternoon show, so I'm sorry you have to keep doing 4 hours, buddy.
From the 817, my friend got laid off, but they accidentally kept paying him for another 6 months.
Nice.
You don't give that money back, right?
Hell no.
Like, if they come to you and they're like, hey, we just noticed that we've been giving you money, do they, like, what do you do?
I would fight that in court and say that I've been consulting for them. I would come up with all these fake spreadsheets. Like, I don't know what that person does. I would have all these fake spreadsheets and everything, and I'd be like, no, I've absolutely been consulting for them with all of these months in mind, so no, I will not.
Man, there are a lot of people sending in Dunder Mifflin and Michael Scott stuff about him. And
that's the thing.
Christmas bonuses.
This newspaper thing sounded like a Dunder Mifflin nonsense Michael Scott, but I can assure you, every single person went in that room one at a time, and they had to get a sheet of paper that said how much less your paycheck would be. And they were like, well, I mean, we can maybe sit you down with our financial people if you need some help. And I was like, or you could just pay for it all yourself. And they just flat out said, no, we're not going to do that.
Dude, this is terrible. It's my former manager was changing my times and taking the money. I caught him, and it ended up being he was doing that to multiple people.
Oh, I knew. Okay. I knew somebody at the video store. They were the manager of another Blockbuster. You're supposed to take the deposits to the bank every single morning. Well, he decided that he was going to wait and do like multiple deposits all at once. So the story goes like this. He had five deposits in the car, and he stopped at a convenience store, and somebody broke into his car and stole all the money. And then he got fired. And so when I told that story to people, every single person I told, because I really like that employee, they go, you know, he just stole the money, right? And I was like, hold on, what? And they go, yeah, no, that didn't happen. Nobody broke into his car. Nobody stole his car. He just stole all that money, and that was his plan all along. Blew my freaking mind.
The 903, but you guys got 2 hours in the afternoon and two in the morning, so it sounds like you did get your 2 hour afternoon
show. Oh, good point.
From the 469.
Spittle outsmarted you.
From the 469, one time I put a dollar in a vending machine at work and got two bags of Funyuns instead of one.
Nice.
Is that?
Hell yeah.
Okay, to be fair, that is kind of like, there was a time up here, the drink machine, where whatever you would get, it would spit out two of them.
We used
and
to,
this
yeah.
is when we had a drink machine.
Oh, R.I.P.
And so even if you didn't want your Dr. Pepper or whatever, you'd be like, well, I'm going to go ahead and get that Dr. Pepper right now, because then I'll get double the Dr. Pepper.
Oh, from the 817, my pay got cut during the holidays, which is our busiest time. I quit, and it took two people to fill my position. Now I'm back with twice the pay, plus a Christmas bonus.
Oh, from the 817, I got a $1,000 bonus check year one for Christmas. Found out later it was only supposed to be $100. But I didn't tell anybody because you're not supposed to talk about your bonuses. But my company, they wanted it back. Yeah, you're not supposed to talk about finances. People get really, really uneasy about that.
Oh, really? Aren't we talking about finances right now?
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah, I'm pretty uncomfortable.
Okay, sorry, Shippy. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable with all that. Man. From the 254, I never win while Jerry Jones runs the show. We did the same with Jimmy Johnson because he was a free thinker, but Jerry learned his lesson and won't hire anyone.
What does that have to do with what we're talking
about? Oh, man, you know what? We got radio.com. You can radio rewind. I'm betting they're in the middle of like a segment from last time,
okay,
and they're just texting in. I wanted to make sure they feel part of the family, you know?
Okay.
We're a big Tolo family here, Kevin.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.